Please do sit down. That's nice, actually. Better take my mask off. So as Paul has said, we're going to spend a few moments just looking at the financial side of the life of our church. If you're watching on Zoom at home, now's not the time to go and make a cup of coffee and come back in time to join us for the prayers. We'll be watching to make sure you don't. And I'm going to be a little shorter and a little more general than maybe I have in previous years. You don't need to cheer quite so loud. But I hope what I'm going to say will be informative, will be encouraging and helpful. So this time last year, I described our church finances like a football match and described it as a game of two halves. 2019 was the good half, where things had gone really well, and 2020 was to be much harder and much more challenging. Well, little did I know this time last year quite how challenging 2020 was going to be for all of us, but hopefully there is a bit of light now at the end of the tunnel. So last January, we were facing a deficit by the end of 2020 of £13,000, and that was even after the PCC had reduced expenditure by as much as it could. They had decided that we wouldn't be able to have a ministry trainee after July, and they'd have to reduce the sum of money that was given away to our mission partners. Things really did look quite bleak. Our challenge last year was to be able to give sufficient income to try to break even, and even to be able to afford to do some of the things that the PCC had to cut out. So how did we do? Well, I'm delighted and really encouraged to say that we ended the year with a deficit of just over 7,000. Now, I know that's not quite a breaking even, which still must be our aim every year. It was much, much better than anticipated, and Mikey is evidence. We have still got a ministry trainee, which we share with Gabowin and Salatin, and they're also now sharing in the costs of that. And as I'll explain in a minute, the away giving was able to be kept in line with previous years. Our other costs last year were very much as we anticipated. But looking at our income, around half the drop in income is specifically due to COVID. There was very little hire of the church, for example. Fees for funerals and weddings were reduced. Even the interest that we receive on our savings has virtually been wiped out. We used to get £25 a quarter interest. We now get just over a pound. I know some of you will be enjoying a reduced mortgage rate, but those charities who have savings are also being hit. And we haven't passed the offering bags round for 9 months now. You remember those good old days when in the last hymn the offering bag used to get passed round? The sizeman used to bring it up to Paul at the end of the song. Well, that probably only generated about £30 of loose cash every week. But that's about £1,500 over the year. And we were able to claim gift aid on that as well, which we're not able to do this year. So taking all these things into account, looking back at 2020, we can be really, really encouraged. God has been very gracious, very generous, and has continued to provide for what we need. The PCC are hugely grateful, first and foremost, to God, but also to everyone who has continued to give despite the challenges of last year. The majority of us give by standing order, and I can't think of one standing order donation that has been reduced during last year. Thank you to those who were able to increase their gift. A special word of thanks to those who don't give by standing order, but who nevertheless continued to give all through last year. Some people saved their little weekly envelope until they were back in church and brought 30 of them in one go. Others sent me a cheque from time to time. It has been really humbling to be your treasurer and to see how committed everybody has been to serve the gospel through their giving. So thank you very much. As promised, a quick word on the away giving last year. In the budget, the PCC had to reduce the away giving from £7,500 to £2,500, which was not an easy decision and not a decision that has taken lightly. Well, as last year went on, Lichfield Diocese were facing a bigger and bigger deficit. As Paul has said, the whole of the Church of England is struggling. Lichfield Diocese deficit in 2020 was about £3.5 million. in part due to so many churches not being able to pay their parish share, as their income had been vastly reduced. Well, in October, the diocese decided that they would write off much of that deficit and agreed that instead of asking every church to pay 12 months' worth of parish share, they just asked every church to pay 10 and a half months. So that saved Holy Trinity about £5,000. And the PCC agreed that that saving would be added to the away giving budget rather than just reduce the deficit. So the PCC was still able last year to give away £7,500 to our mission partners, including making a donation to Holy Trinity School for their hardship fund. If you want specific details of where the money went, please do ask. But it was really encouraging to still be able to support our mission partners in this way, and amazing to see how God provided the funds for that to happen. Well, enough about last year. How are things looking for 2021? I presented three possible budgets to the PCC in December: a break-even or unrealistic budget, a realistic budget with regards to income, which came with a very heavy and very large deficit, or something halfway between the two, a moderate deficit and a moderate increase in income. And that was what the PCC have approved. Now, there are two potential large items of expenditure which have not been included in the budget, which you probably need to know about, and both are to do with gas. Those of us in church, or if you've been to church recently, will know that it's not the warmest place in Oswestry. There are four boilers beneath my feet, and if they all worked really well and properly, the building would be nice and toasty. They would work very efficiently, and the building would heat quickly. Sadly, only one of those boilers is working, and that boiler needs to be on 24/7 just to generate the little bit of less cold than we have now. I won't call it heat because I don't think it is. Well, Mark Pentelow has been trying to sort this out for months, and we are still waiting for a quote for the repair or the replacement of the broken boilers. And we've been waiting 6 or 7 weeks, maybe even longer, just to get that quote. Whatever we need to do, whether we can repair the boilers or they need to be replaced, it will be expensive. And secondly, I'm still trying to resolve a dispute with a Scottish Power regarding our gas bills going back to 2015. This has been ongoing since last summer, and I don't think Scottish Gas have made any progress in trying to resolve this yet. They used to phone me every week until September, and I haven't heard from them since. It might give us a substantial gas bill to pay. We don't yet know. So without those two items, the PCC approved a budget which will need an increase in giving by around £10,000. An extra £10,000. So the challenge is, can we do that between us? It's £800 a month or £200 a week. Holy Trinity receives about 40 standing order donations each month. So if we were to raise that extra between us, that would be an extra £20 a month on every one of those donations. Or all of us would need to increase our giving by about 12%. Please could I encourage all of us to prayerfully consider how we might respond. Are you able to increase your current level of giving? Maybe 2021 could be the year when you begin supporting the ministry of the church in this way. If you need the forms to set up a standing order, please do ask. Finally, I want to just finish with a plea. And I know there have been times in the past when someone has decided that they will give to support the ministry here, but then have never actually got around to doing anything about it. I realise that by the time we've finished church, time is precious, and there are lots of things that grab our attention. There's lunch that needs to be cooked. The children need to be encouraged to stop squabbling. The dog will have been sick, and you're worried about what you're going to teach the children at home this week. Thinking about what we're going to give to Holy Trinity very easily goes out of our minds. So this week, please do try to set some time, this afternoon maybe, or one day this week, set some time apart to thank God for the wonderful way he has provided for us as a church family last year, and to seek his will for how you might contribute this year. And then resolve to do something about it, and then do it. It's a big challenge again this year. Every year I seem to present us with a challenge. But with God's help and with everybody playing their part, I do believe that we can climb this mountain again. Thank you. Ian's going to come and lead us in our prayers.